out last night, were you not in a gay bar admiring
No, see, you can stop at a gay bar. Yes.
Okay, admiring.
No.
All right, commenting
no.
on.
Oh, the problem,
commenting.
The problem here is
yes.
the photos.
Yeah. You were saying how well-built and how incredibly
no.
dexterous.
What, no, no. What I was saying was we're at this place called Abby's, which apparently...
the Abbey.
The Abbey.
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 I don't know.
Man.
But apparently it's like one of the most lucrative bars in the world. So you know I'm fascinated, first of all. Now, I didn't know that how gay it was. I know
you thought it was only kind of gay.
I thought it was gay.
It was gay light. He
but
thought
see,
it was gay light.
Like the world's biggest gay bar?
But see,
a lot of straight people go there.
They do.
But here's the thing.
But
so,
Kelly, would you call it diet gay or not?
It'd be gay light. I mean, there's right. it's mostly gay, there, but straight people don't have a problem there. There's a
right.
there's a girl yeah. dancer. She's,
oh, and she was fine. Supposedly
if the girl dancer
school.
Was so fine, then why were you putting dollar bills in a man's G-string?
That was at my... He did that for me because there was a guy up there, and I thought he was dancing in vanity glasses, and I thought that was part of his shtick.
Uh-huh.
So I said, Al, you got to go stuff this dollar. I
oh,
gave
yeah.
him a couple dollars.
Yeah.
And the guy, but he was legally blind. I mean, his glasses
without
were like Coke
glasses.
Bottles.
Al said he got bruises from a dude twerking on his face.
No, I did not.
Wow.
Now, here's the thing.
Twerking bruises. Are you going to apply for twerkman's comp?
I'm going to get twerkman's comp. All right. So here's the thing. I'm in this gay bar. I don't say this
just
a lot.
Stop.
The way you said yeah. it. I'm at this gay bar.
So
if you are not watching us on Kid TV right now, you need to go to KidNation.com to look
Kanye
at Al's hands.
Hold on. Al, I have to tell you, after you use that sentence, I'm in this gay bar. We all expect the next line to be, and Philippe is being such a bitch.
Here's the thing.
And I was so underdressed.
I had to have this conversation with myself last night
yeah.
at the bar because I'm having this
with
conversation.
With yourself.
There's 8 gay guys in our part, in our group,
uh-huh.
right, along with Kelly and some other people. So I don't want to seem like uncomfortable not gay guy in the gay bar.
No,
so I'm like,
because you got gay friends up the butt in there.
So
what?
So I'm like nodding my head and I'm looking around, but
what?
I don't want to.
You're what?
I'm like nodding my head. Like,
nodding
you know,
or
nodding his head.
Nodding my head.
Rhythmically.
You know, great music.
Yeah. I'm not mad.
I think that's the but, come hither.
Yeah.
But at the same time, at the
it's
same
actually
time,
required movement.
At the same time, y'all not going. At the same time, I don't want to act like I'm getting way off into it and
no.
enjoying what? It too much.
No, not
Al,
with the not with the straddling.
I think you're overthinking this, Al. What about just hanging out?
So that's what I was like. I was like, yeah, this is cool, but it's not all that cool. But it's cool, you
yeah.
know, and I'm just kind of doing this.
Not one
guys,
guy hit on you, did they?
No, it was perfectly cool.
That's sad.
That sucks.
And they have these, not just a pole, but they also have, what would that weight be?
Beams.
That would be beams, vertical beams,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And they would hang off
horizontal,
of those.
Horizontal, maybe, but.
Horizontal? I'm
yeah.
not sure. I always
yeah,
get
you do the horizontal mamba.
So they would get on the pole and hold themselves up, like just with
how?
Their arms.
Show a little bit.
He can't.
How?
There's no yeah. way.
I can't do it. It's impossible.
It was like Cirque du Soleil, except
yeah.
they were wearing mesh
see-through
underwear.
So they're like with, gymnasts.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was, I mean. You take the gay part out in the little shorts with the dollar bills sticking out in the
yeah.
little banana hammock in the front.
Yeah,
you take that out.
Take that out. You're
it was,
not gay.
It was amazing.
It was entertaining.
Yeah. It was amazing. I mean, I've never seen anything like it before in my life. Again.
No, it was a gazing.
It was Cirque du Target.
Yeah. Cirque du So Gay.
It was, I mean, yeah. and I got to get, I'm going to be honest. I got to give me some of those little shorts with the mesh booty.
Why?
They were awesome. My girl would probably like those.
My
probably
girl would.
Yeah. I mean, for me to have those on at those times, she would probably get
your
off
girl.
Into
no, Al,
yeah.
I'll tell you for a fact, she would not.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
There you have it.
Everybody seemed to like those guys in them. I mean, okay, they got the 6-packs or 8-packs or 12-packs, and I got the no packs. But it was kind of, it was, I would think that a person.
It was a rabbit.
Would like that.
We should have Al perform there.
I think it's a bad premise
no.
for a straight man to take undergarment tips from a gay dude.
All wardrobe starts with the gay, with the stripper.
Dude, that's why I started getting colorful underwear.
It's true.
Yeah.
All wardrobe
my gay friends told me I should get colorful underwear.
I have to think about that.
Those big shoes that the strippers wear?
Yeah.
Now everybody's wearing those, you know?
It's which, true.
I'll yeah. never forget once. My ex bought me the underwear that say Home of the Whopper, but she had to get them in small, so they just said Home of the Whopper. So embarrassing. Yeah.
That was funny, though.
Home of the Who?
Thanks, Al. Thanks.
Home of the
what? Home of the
Who?
Home of the Who?
Home of the Who?
Just Home of the Wop. Yeah.